Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Third Space. I'm Kevin Weir.
And I'm Jeremy Berkeley. And did you know that this year, Christmas and Hanukkah fall at the same time? So, if you are listening to this on the day of its release, it is, in fact, Chrismonica.
Is that funny?
I don't know, but it's interesting. And it's also true, which is a rare thing for this podcast. So, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Let's go.
Happy Hanukkah.
It's the most wonderful time of
the
year.
No, we have to sing the best worst Christmas song. Ready?
Baby, it's cold outside.
No. That's just the worst worst.
Oh, wait. So are we both gonna sing like when you hit one?
Yeah. We'll go on the count of three. One, two, three.
Okay.
And then we'll sing
all right.
The best worst Christmas song.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. That's not good. That's not good how we hit that. That was unedited. We just nailed it. Oh, no. The most frightening thing I have learned from doing this podcast is how much we think alike to a terrifying, horrifying extent.
To be fair, I saw a memory on your Facebook page shared by your sister. Being like, you're the only one who posts on my wall, Kevin.
I don't remember.
Also, apparently you hate me.
I don't remember doing
and
that
that's
post.
That's the song that you posted.
Every time I hear that song, I think of the, I think this is where it's from, but Will Ferrell on one of the SNLs was doing the guy, like, on a spinning dial.
Okay.
And as he spins around, he just gets more and more sick. Because he goes faster and faster. Yeah. And he's singing Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time. Either he is or I think he is, which would be weirder.
Yeah. I'm going to go with, I don't. No, but I hope it's you just think he's singing it. I hope he's standing there completely still with just that Will Ferrell smile on his face.
And just what? Just going in a circle and throws up?
Yeah. But in your mind, that song is playing.
That's very like David Pumpkins
yeah.
of a sketch. Which, I mean, going on a little bit of a tangent here to talk about, I guess, Saturday Night Live.
We haven't started anything, so.
No, we haven't yet. Why not? Saturday Night Live used to have just a bunch of these like little weird, often like side sketches, and then for a while they got super political. Like the entire episode would just be like political jokes over and over and over, which are fine. But I mean, as someone living in Canada, sometimes I don't get them. Sometimes I don't care.
Yeah.
But then they would have like a weird one, which I really like the David Pumpkins one for Halloween.
Yeah.
It's David Pumpkins, right?
Yeah.
He's
I think
David.
So.
Or Daniel.
Yeah.
It's
David S. Pumpkins.
Thank you, roommates. Also known as disembodied voices. Just like ours.
Ooh. We're the spirits of Christmas.
Yes. What spirit of Christmas are you, Kevin?
I'll be Marley. I'll be the one at the beginning of the story.
You're the spirit of Christmas warning.
That just warns you, like, by the way, shit's about to get real.
Okay.
Three ghosts are coming at you.
I'll be the spirit of Christmas present.
Nice. Always the most joyous one.
Yeah, unless you're listening to this in the future, and then I guess I'm the spirit of Christmas past.
I mean, they're kind of always listening to it in the future.
The future!
What in Scrooge, was it the spirit of Christmas present or the spirit of Christmas past that was the taxi driver?
Oh, I don't know. There's so many different versions of that.
Well, I'm talking about Scrooge, like Bill Murray, Scrooged.
Oh, I never watched that, I don't think.
You didn't?
No.
I think the most
Do you know why? Because the best rendition of that story is the Muppets.
Muppets. It's the Muppets Christmas Carol. No, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gonzo is Scrooge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally the best.
Yeah.
Sandler and Waldorf are the ghosts that you are.
it's Marley.
Yeah.
They're both Marley.
They're both Marley.
And the ghosts of Christmas Future always.
Their song is, we're Marley and Marley. Whoa.
The Ghosts of Christmas Future is honestly the most boring one because it's always just the Grim Reaper.
Yeah,
like,
but
no one.
Well,
ever...
I've seen some renditions where the last ghost is the Grim Reaper, but is actually terrifying.
Well, the one in Scrooge, he appears on a TV and like reaches for Bill Murray.
That's fucked up.
Well, yeah,
that's like that Kevin Bacon sci-fi movie fucked up. Do you remember that? When we watched a movie.
Yeah.
In our science fiction film course.
Yeah.
In university.
Yeah.
And Kevin Bacon was in it.
Okay.
And
wasn't Hollow Man.
People were like coming out of the television. He was tripping out.
What? I don't remember this.
It was really freaking weird.
Are you sure it was Kevin Bacon?
I'm pretty sure it was Kevin Bacon.
Wait, are you thinking of Videodrome?
Yes.
That's not Kevin Bacon. That's James Woods.
You're right.
That's James Woods and James Woods' ass.
Yeah. James Wood as Kevin Bacon, I guess.
I don't remember that part of Videodrome.
Yeah.
Yeah, his hand becomes like a hand grenade.
Yeah, yeah.
And a handgun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit was fucked up.
Yeah, that's because it's David Cronenberg. David Cronenberg does body horror. We've
been through this.
We've been through the Cronenbergian horror of the body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have a topic today?
We do have a topic today.
Are we just talking about Canadian sci-fi?
I talk about Cube. Do you want to talk about Cube?
Yeah, man, maybe one
good,
day.
Good movie. The acting is
horrible.
Weird.
It's
oh
bad.
Oh, my God.
maybe one day we'll talk about Cube.
All right.
I feel like we both have pretty strong feelings about Cube.
They found the perfect way to make a cheap movie.
Yep.
The topic is very much relating to the current time that we're in.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Christmas time.
It is actually the 25th of December.
Yeah, you might be listening to this on Christmas.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, thank you for sharing your Christmas with us.
Thank you for that gift.
Thank you for that gift.
Maybe spend it with your family.
Here's a gift for you. The gift is comedy.
Hot laughs right off the grill.
Hot steaming laughs. Coming straight at you. Don't burn yourself.
Maybe don't touch those hot, Kevin's
those
steamy
laughs.
Fresh.
They're fresh, steamy, hot laughs. Just oozing over the counter.
No.
No, it's
now
Christmas.
That we've done
time.
A Christmas poop joke.
So I think we'll talk about one of the most quintessential representations of Christmas.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That merry elf. Santa an elf? Is Santa an elf or a ghost?
I think Santa is a person.
Is he like spectral?
Santa's people. How about Santa's people?
Santa's people.
Santa's people.
But so he enslaves elves.
No. They're magical creatures that love working in workshops.
Like Oompa Loompas.
Yeah.
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 Hang on. Is Willy Wonka, is he like related to Santa Claus?
That's a different topic.
But
that
is
a different topic, Kevin.
I need you to answer this question to me, Jeremy. Is Willy Wonka related to Santa Claus?
I'm sorry. I'm under an NDA. I can't tell you.
Damn it. Damn you, Ubisoft. Who I assume's the NDA you're under and owns the rights to Willy Wonka.
I can't disclose that, Kevin.
Right. No, we're going to do the quintessential Tim Allen's The Santa Claus with an E.
Yes.
Now,
because you get lawyered.
Because you get lawyered.
Yeah.
Yeah, by Santa. Now, as with all the best Christmas movies, the Santa Claus begins with murder.
Yep.
Yes. Because Tim Allen murders Santa Claus.
And we have to be specific here. It is an accidental murder.
Well, I mean, we don't know what's going through Tim Allen's head.
That's true.
Maybe in his head he's like, yeah, you die, you fat fuck.
Whoa.
Whoa.
This is a family program,
fell off the roof.
Kevin. We were going for not the non-explicit tag.
Wait, are you
going
to try to go for the non-explicit tag on this one?
Well, we were. Until you dropped the F-bomb.
I mean, I could put a nice little bleep over that.
Nah.
Are you going to try to go through the episode without cursing? Is that the idea? There's another podcast that already does that.
No, you've ruined it.
Ruined it.
I was just hoping it was going to happen. It would be a Christmas miracle, Kevin.
Fuck yeah. So it begins with Tim Allen straight murdering Santa Claus.
Yes.
He rolls up in his ride, puts down the windows, and puts some blasts out the window.
By the way,
I don't remember the beginning of Santa Claus.
This is a tangent.
Yeah.
But you do know that when there were like drive-by shootings all the time, there were no electric windows?
I guess we would have to roll down the window.
Yeah, you have to roll down the window. But I want you to stop and picture that for a second. You're rolling up around the corner, and you're like, hey, Jimmy, I see him. Get the window. And Jimmy has to be like, ha, 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 and then pull the Tommy gun out, and shoot a bunch of people with it. And then when they kick it to drive away, he has to pull the Tommy gun back in and...
I feel like a better conservation of time there would be like, Jimmy, they're coming up. Get the window now early.
No, but it's always so fast in the movies. As we know, movies are 100% accurate in the depiction of history.
Well, that's why we talk about them.
That's why we talk about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so Tim Allen rolled up in an old vehicle like that,
yeah.
Popped his Timmy gun out the window,
yeah.
And blatted Santa Claus.
I don't know what blatted means, but sure.
Right off the roof. Well, what sound does a gun make? Blat, blat. Well, we have different feelings on what sounds guns make.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so
anyways, this podcast is not about killing
he
Santa.
He did it. Are you sure?
Yes.
Because you haven't heard me hit the topic yet. The topic is that once Tim Allen straight murders Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Also, once again, Tim Allen does this.
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen murders Santa Claus. He makes that sound like, oh, I killed Santa Claus. And then he puts on his clothes. We are going to get to the topic. I'm going to rewind here for a second. Let's just say, you know, what actually happened in the movie, which is that he scared Santa and he fell off the roof.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, he accidentally killed Santa Claus. He still robbed that man.
Yeah.
Yeah. He still's like, oh my God, this guy's dead. Anyway, gonna put on this jacket.
I'm pretty sure he puts it on so because he has to save Christmas now is his idea. Right?
Well, no, at that point, he still doesn't know it's Santa Claus, right?
That's true.
At this point, he still thinks he just killed, like, a homeless man on his roof. And it's like, oh, cool jacket.
And that has a box of presents and toys?
Yeah. It's very clear that Tim Allen is some sort of sociopath and psychopath in this movie.
Okay.
Because, yeah, he scared him off the roof. But he was always hoping he would die so he could steal his sweet jacket.
Okay.
Anyway, takes his jacket.
I want you to do director's commentary on the Santa Claus now.
I'll do director's commentary on the Santa Claus 3.
Yeah. Oh, no.
The one with Martin Short in
it. Oh, Martin Short is very funny.
He's Jack Frost. I watched it in the waiting room of a gym.
Great.
Yeah.
Why weren't you working out in the gym?
Because I was waiting to get the membership.
Oh, okay.
And it took a long time, so I watched about a half an hour of the Santa Claus 3 with Martin Short.
With Martin Short.
With
hey.
Martin Short. So Tim Allen steals the dead man's clothes.
Yeah.
Puts them on.
Yeah.
And then I don't exactly remember what happened. I think he's either teleported to the North Pole or something happens. But he – no, he slowly becomes him.
Yeah, he slowly turns
yeah,
into Santa
he
Claus.
He like gains massive amounts of weight, grows a beard. He essentially goes through
his jolly belly rumbles when he laughs. He starts laughing like ho, ho, ho instead of a natural human laugh.
It's a very Kafka-esque
yeah.
like transformation. As
it's Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, as he becomes – no, there's no transformation Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, I know. That's the
fly. Oh, you're thinking about the fly.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the fly. But –
okay, so he becomes
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Yes.
So we're going to go in the idea that in our world, when you kill Santa, you gain his power.
You become Santa Claus.
You become Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Now, there's certain things that are clearly advantages for being Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yeah. You obviously have a very loyal workforce.
You don't have to worry about your weight.
No, because you will have to be that weight.
Yeah, you're just going to be that weight
no matter
what.
You always have a very luscious beard.
Yeah.
And I think you're effectively immortal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you won't die of old age.
Yeah. I mean, clearly you're not immortal.
Yeah.
Very clearly you are not unkillable.
No, you're very killable.
No. In fact, you're the most killable because people will want to do it.
Yeah. But you don't die of old age.
But you don't die of old age.
And you have to perform Santa's duties.
Yes.
If you don't, I remember bad shit happens.
Yeah. You are like, you are like in sort of some sort of Faustian holiday deal.
Yep.
Where you must perform the duties of the Santa, else, I don't know, I assume your soul is dragged to hell by the screaming demons.
Anyways, I want to expand this a little bit.
All right.
Because we have... in North America, a very common depiction of Santa Claus, right? But if you go across the world, there are a lot of different countries that celebrate Christmas.
Yes.
And they almost all have different depictions of Santa Claus.
Yeah. Ours
the only way that makes sense...
Ours is the very Christian Coca-Cola Santa Claus.
Yes, Coca-Cola Santa Claus is ours.
Let's go to some of the more pagan ones.
Well, not even pagan. Like,
oh, just still?
If you go to, for instance, the Philippines is a very Christian country.
Oh, yeah, it is, yeah.
But the depictions of their Santa Claus is closer to a Filipino man.
That makes sense.
Right? So I want to expand this out because we have to assume that every depiction of Santa Claus is the real one.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, every depiction of Santa Claus is the real one.
Right.
That would also go further to
there are multiple Santa Clauses.
Yeah, and that would also go further to explain how Santa Claus could do his job.
Yeah.
There's many of them.
There's more than one Santa Claus.
Now, do we have the old, like pagan, like, old woodsman version of Santa Claus in there somewhere?
Yeah, I think so.
Awesome.
The forebearer of Santa Claus.
Yeah. So now... And so now we're talking about
just so everybody knows, Krampus is not in this.
Are we sure?
I'm pretty sure Krampus is in
this. So he's
not
just like a twisted version of Santa Claus?
No, Krampus isn't in it.
Like a Santa Claus.
The Yule cat from Iceland that eats children that don't get new clothing is not in it.
The world's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. It's a weird place. We're just sticking with Santa Claus.
All right. So no Krampus.
Yeah.
I always thought that the Krampus could just be like Santa Claus. He's like, oh, man, I had enough of this shit.
Santa Claus gone rogue? Is that what... Maybe that's what happens if you don't fulfill your sanity.
You become Krampus?
You become Krampus.
Oh, man. In some sort of eternal torture.
Yeah.
Where you must inflict that torture upon others.
Yeah, I mean, you're all alone unless you can create more Krampuses.
Because Miss Claus won't join you when you turn to Krampus.
Nope.
Is there a Mrs.
Claus in the Santa Claus?
I think his wife becomes Miss Claus.
Oh, so it's a family contract.
Well,
does that mean that your children become elves?
I'm thinking of Fred Claus. You know that movie?
No.
Paul Giamatti is Santa?
No.
Which is one of the weirdest Santa castings. Vince Vaughn is Fred Claus?
No.
Just very quick explanation of the mythos in that movie.
Okay.
Is that Santa Claus was just a really nice guy
who
eventually became immortal, and his entire family came with him,
mm-hmm.
including Fred Claus.
Okay, so Fred Claus is Santa Claus's brother.
Yes. So it could be that sort of thing where, like, when you kill and become Santa Claus, you can essentially turn other people into immortals.
I think it has to be this.
Because there's always Santa and Miss Claus.
If you're married, you get a Mrs. Claus. If you're not married, it's a random selection from the female population.
So you can't just be a swinging bachelor Claus?
Nope.
You're just all hidden in the clubs, giving presents to all the young ladies. The presents is
Rudolph
your dick.
Shining his nose at a rave.
The presents is your dick.
No.
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 Oh, oh, oh.
No.
Come sit on Santa's lap.
No. Why, Kevin?
Just one of those super ripped Santa Claus you see in some places.
Yeah.
You stab the North American Santa Claus and you get very fat and rotund.
Yeah.
But in another place of the world, you stab that one and you just get super ripped six-pack abs.
Yeah. Whatever that Santa Claus is what you become. So, Kevin, if you, a ginger man, go to the Philippines and murder the Filipino Santa Claus...
I will become Filipino.
You become Filipino Santa Claus.
Wow, what an interesting turnabout. Now, I'm trying to think of the Santa Claus. It's been a while since I've seen it. But he does eventually move to the North Pole.
Yeah.
What does he do for the other, like, 364 days of the year?
Oh, he just does it full time eventually. But in the beginning, he's, like, trying to juggle two different lives. the change comes over him gradually.
Was he a lawyer?
I feel like a lawyer, or maybe an architect or something.
One of those classy Hollywood jobs, like an architect or a lawyer.
Yeah, legitimate. That's what it was.
Well, it would be one of those because that means he probably doesn't have time for his family.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. But by becoming Santa Claus, he can find time for his family.
He only has time for his family, basically.
Because he can only work one day a year. And until the day he has to watch them turn to dust before him.
Well, not his wife, because she became Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, not his wife.
And not his children, maybe? Do they become
elves?
Oh,
I don't know if that's ever described.
I don't think
he does have a child, though. I think he kills Santa Claus in front of his child.
No, maybe.
Wait, does he? Does he kill and strip a man in front of his child?
Maybe.
Man, we need to like watch these movies before we do the topics.
No, we don't.
Because they're becoming super dark in my head.
Maybe you're just a really dark person.
Where Tim Allen kills Santa Claus and strips his body
in front
of his small child.
I feel like the beginning of the movie
child.
Is pretty innocent, actually. But
I mean,
if you want to make it your version, that's cool.
I mean, the way they shot is probably pretty innocent, but yeah. It doesn't change the fact that a man died and he stole his coat.
Yep. Okay, so we need to stop talking about the general idea of the Santa Claus in the real world and what actually would be happening.
Okay. So I think with this going about, with like, because this would, at a certain point, it would have to come knowledge.
Yeah.
That the death of Santa.
Well, satellite imagery would reveal, like, all of their workshops. In various places.
Just off the North Pole?
Yeah, I guess they're all from the North Pole. There's just a bunch of workshops in the North Pole.
Okay, so you got a bunch of workshops in the North Pole.
Yeah.
Now, because of the powers that come with being Santa Claus, and really only having to work one day a year.
Well, yeah, but you do have to run everything, like, the rest of the year,
but you got
right?
the elves to do that.
Well, they can make the stuff, but you're in charge of the naughty and nice list.
You delegate. It's called
That's
delegation.
Good management.
You're up there at the top as Santa Claus, and below you got a head elf.
You gotta smoke cigars and play golf.
Yeah, when it's summer, Santa needs to get his rocks off.
Corporate Santa Claus.
Corporate Santa Claus needs to get his rocks off.
You know, I bet it depends on what Santa Claus you are.
Do you think so? Your very personality change. Oh, it does actually.
Yeah,
you keep a little bit of it, but slowly you are enveloped into the flesh suit that is Santa.
Yeah.
As you,
it's more than just a title.
You're right, because Tim Allen starts craving milk and cookies.
Yep.
Yeah, like some sort of crazed drug addict. He must have milk and cookies.
Must have your milk and cookies.
That must suck at other places, because I know other places, like, milk and cookies is not universal. Like, they leave other things out for Santa Claus.
Yeah,
I don't know what they are.
Maybe grilled pineapple. I don't know.
That'd be pretty awesome, actually. For Santa, we leave out grilled pineapple and bourbon. Man, I like being that Santa. But I think people would... some people will definitely want to seek out and try to become Santa.
Well, a lot of people are afraid of dying.
Yeah. So, and if this is a you know, a chance of immortality.
Also, naughty and nice list.
Also, you know where all the naughty people are.
Yeah.
Now.
Going out, Mrs. Claus, got to check on my naughty list.
I mean. You've been married for like 250 years. Yeah. You gotta spice it up every so often. Sometimes by chasing some strange in Amsterdam.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Who can blame you? You're Santa Claus.
Hey, I'm Santa Claus. Want to come back to the North Pole with me and meet Mrs. Claus?
Want to see my North Pole?
Whoa.
Okay, weird homeless man.
No, I'm Santa Claus.
It's true. Everyone would be like, oh, you are Santa Claus. But you'd be a target when you go out there.
It would. It'd be a
risk.
So
you still want to be in hiding.
Yeah. Yo, girl, you love Santa Claus? Why are you asking? No reason.
What if a woman killed Santa Claus? Would she become a man?
Oh.
Well, okay, not become a man. Would she grow a beard and, like, become the designation that would still stay a woman?
No, I think she becomes a man. I mean, she's still a she.
But she becomes physically a man.
Yeah.
Because she has to become physically that Santa Claus.
I mean, Santa Claus is kind of genderless.
I mean, he has a beard.
We all just assume that Santa Claus is a man, but gender doesn't, like, correlate to sex, right?
I guess.
And we don't know what Santa Claus's genitals are.
It's true. We do not know what he's packing down there.
We don't know.
I assume, like, a big candy cane dong. I assume that Santa Claus is dragon hog.
Okay.
Which is one of the grossest things I've ever said. Yeah. And I'm very distressed with myself for saying it. But Santa Claus is dragon hog!
You almost made it the whole year, Kevin.
Without saying the word.
You just got put onto the naughty list.
Sounds like, what did he say about my dick? He's going right on the naughty list there.
Jeremy's right on that line.
I'm
watching.
He says I'm dragging what?
Well, candy cane dick.
Well, I appreciate it. Naughty list.
Yeah, I mean, we can't assume Santa's okay. gender or sex.
But they will become physically like Santa.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And then their Mrs. Claus will be their husband or another...
Their partner. Which will also, like, morph into the depiction of that.
Yeah,
this becomes more and more horrifying the more we talk about it.
Oh, yeah, your body is going to go through changes.
This is, like, quadruple puberty.
This is puberty fired at you with a shotgun.
Yeah. I guess you go through menopause?
If you're like a 20-year-old woman and your husband or, you know, whoever, kills Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yeah, you rock it up to 60.
Yeah.
Like, you go white. You go through menopause, I guess. You get those heat flashes super fast.
I guess that's sort of good. You kind of, like, hyperdrive through all of, like, the having a period and menopause stuff until it's over.
I wonder if it all just crashes on you at once.
Ah!
And just whoever becomes Santa Claus or Mrs. Claus just falls on the ground, like, screaming.
No, because it's a gradual change, remember?
Okay, so they don't just charge through 40 years of periods and menopause.
No, there's not, like, a giant geyser of menstruation. What, Kevin? Did I just put a mental image in your head?
I'll tell you what it was. The word geyser... It's like Old Faithful.
I guess it does come once a month.
Old Faithful doesn't come once a month.
No, but it's a regular, like, scheduled occurrence.
Oh, no, I got it. It's a regular occurrence. Man, this has gotten weird.
Yeah.
Okay, so would you... I have the image that when you are Santa Claus, you would have to be a lot more careful.
Yeah.
Like, if you're rolling into someone's house on... Because everyone knows where you're going to be on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
They know where you are. They know everything about you. Yeah. So there's...
Well, only if there are children.
Okay. Santa doesn't deliver presents to adults, right?
Yeah.
But imagine you're like, all right, here's what I'm going to do. There's children in this house. I know the children in this house. I'm going to stick it out with a sniper rifle. Meanwhile, Santa comes in, face blacked out and camouflaged, sticks up behind you with a Bowie knife. Because Santa Claus knows you're coming for him. But Santa Claus coming for you because he knows when you were sleeping and he knows when you're awake.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's kind of omniscient.
We're talking about every single Christmas
Eve. Oh, wow. Wait. If Santa Claus... knows when you're sleeping, knows when you're awake.
He knows if you've been bad or good.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Santa Claus is omniscient.
I mean, specifically to your sleeping habits.
And your behavior. So if you are planning to murder Santa Claus knows.
Well, no, he knows you've been bad.
Yeah.
Do you think he knows the exact reason why?
Yeah, well, the naughty list is usually specific.
Okay.
I mean, I guess you can be bad more than a couple times in a couple different ways, but...
Oh, naughty list assassinated a foreign dignitary. Naughty. But I still think, like, that still brings down the point that Christmas Eve becomes a battleground.
Yeah, although I think, you know, murder is still illegal, so police would be looking out for that shit.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You kill Santa Claus, what are they going to do? Put Santa Claus in jail?
Yes, that's true. It's all about prevention.
It's like
the police would have to be out in force.
It's like calling base.
Yeah.
If you're just running out of Santa Claus with a knife and the police are like, put another knife. You stab him in the chest. You're like, what are you going to do now? I'm Santa Claus. Then he just flips the birds and rolls off on Rudolph.
Yeah, but has to fulfill... his Santa duties.
Still has to fulfill his Santa duties, yes very clearly.
Or becomes Krampus. Which is the living hell.
A living hell.
Yeah.
However, the police can't prosecute.
No.
Because
can get away with murder.
Because the North Pole, as we all know, is non-extradition.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you have diplomatic immunity, I guess?
Yeah.
Do you think Santa is invited to the UN?
I mean, there's got to be at least one delegate.
From the North Pole. That's his top elf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's got to be something there.
They don't usually vote that much, but they're usually there.
Listen, can you just tell all the elves at the North Pole that they have to stop using paint with lead in it? You're kind of poisoning all the children.
This is ridiculous! What are we going to do with all the lead paint that we have? Dump it in the ocean? You get mad about that too.
Redecorate? I mean, as far as we know, you're all immortal and can't die from lead poisoning, so...
Fair play, Uganda. Fair play.
These elves are hardcore.
These elves are... Well, they work all year building toys.
Oh, my God. No, and also Santa brings them out on his trips, and they have to protect his back.
Yeah.
Because you can kill an elf and still be prosecuted.
Special SWAT team of elves.
Wait, I have a question. If you kill an elf, do you become an elf?
I mean, there's nothing saying one way or the other, so I guess we make the call.
I think elves are like their own distinct people.
Okay.
I do think they're immortal, though, like also unkillable.
Yeah. Oh, they're just immortal, for real.
Yeah, so you got to be careful. Because when Santa rolls into town with his
elves,
why
doesn't Santa just strap a bunch of elves to his body then to soak up bullets? They can't die.
But the bullets could go through the elves. They're so tiny.
Not if they're wearing Kevlar.
They got no meat on them. You shoot an elf in the head, it goes right through.
I guess that's true. No, because you can just cover them from head to toe. They can't suffocate, they're immortal.
There's the one Santa that everyone hates because he's just constantly walking around. He's just constantly walking around in an elf suit.
Yeah, here's the thing though. Being Santa is actually... Like, you'd be immortal, but eventually, everyone you knew and loved would be dead.
They turn to dust
before
you.
Except for your partner, who you could never divorce.
No. But you'd be going against some strange in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
My God, no, divorce would be murder.
Yeah. Well, and you can't.
Yeah.
It's against your Santa duties to do so.
There's no divorce clause in the Santa Claus.
Right. The only way you can get out of your situation is to get somebody to kill you.
So then Santa starts going around in ways that are very
parts
dangerous.
Of the neighborhood.
Yeah, just trying to get someone to stab him before next Christmas comes around.
Yeah. Walking around with a full turkey dinner.
Oh, ho, ho! Who wants a turkey dinner? Oh, no! Now I've fallen down with my back visible to everyone. Hope no one stabs me. Ho, ho, ho!
Yeah.
That Santa's trying to kill himself. It's kind of...
It's kind of sad. Anybody want to take up the Santa mantle? Mantle of Santa, you're never hungry again.
Some comes in drawn a broadsword. It shall be me. I shall be Santa now.
I shall take up this mantle. This honorable mantle shall be mine.
Now, in honor of Christmas,
yes.
I believe that we should send some reverence to the second most important part of Christmas, which is consumerism.
That's right. It's time to pay homage to the materialistic ways of our society.
Let's go to commercial.
Today's episode of The Third Space is brought to you by oil that will burn longer than you think it will.
I mean, we're talking about a strangely long time.
Yeah, like you look at it and you're like, this is good for 5 days tops.
But then at the end, it hits like what? 9? 10 nights?
Maybe 13.
It's a crazy amount that you can get out of this oil.
It's a very efficient oil
like,
for burning.
Like, it's enough that I think that people will be talking about how good this oil is for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it become part of a tradition.
Yeah, yeah. This is really, really good oil. I think
really
very
good oil.
Very important that you buy it.
Remember to look on the store shelves for oil that will burn longer than you think it will.
So I have a question.
Well, ask away.
With all these Santas, you know, dying.
Yeah.
What if one Santa killed another Santa?
Oh, no. This is like the one, that Jet Li movie.
You know, or Highlander.
No.
You know, it's like the one.
Yeah, it's like the one.
It's like the one, that Jet Li movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. So like in the one, as a Santa kills other Santas...
That removes the Santa from the table.
So he becomes stronger.
That Santa is now two Santas.
Does that Santa also start becoming like taking on characteristics of other Santas?
Yeah.
Like if North American Santa killed the Filipino Santa, he'd become kind of Filipino.
Yeah.
And as he kills a super ripped one, so he gets like the thing where he has abs, he has a fat belly, but you can kind of weirdly see abs in it, and it's really like weird to see.
It's not muscle, it's fat. It's just... kind of tumorous.
he gets six tumors in his belly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That are muscle.
But could you have just one Santa just killing a bunch of Santas. Like, now I will be the ultimate Santa.
Yeah, I guess you could. And then the only way to separate that power is if multiple people murdered that
Santa. You get like a Julius Caesar, A2 Brutus, as you stab Santa to death.
14 people.
To split the Santa power. So that happens every like 50 or maybe like 100 years.
No, here's the thing.
When Santa gets a little big in his britches.
I don't think that many people are going to want to actually murder Santa. First of all, I don't think a lot of people like their lives and also don't want that responsibility. I don't want to live forever, Kevin. I don't. Media has taught me that immortality is a sad, lonely
existence.
But what
I'm thinking about are like short-sighted teens. Are the primary...
You're telling me teens with attitude are going to kill Santa Claus?
Yeah. The Power Rangers are going to kill Santa Claus and become the red and white Ranger.
Here's the thing, though. Even if somebody wanted to kill Santa Claus, I don't think they'll always succeed.
Well, no, that's the point. They don't always succeed. But we're talking about there are 7 billion people on the planet.
Yeah.
And let's say a Santa per continent, that's 7, and one of them is Antarctica.
Well, let's be honest. Eurasia is kind of its own continent.
But doesn't that make... But doesn't that make 6 then? Because you got North America, South America, Europe, Asia, the Australia area.
Oceania,
thank you.
No problem.
Oceania.
And Africa.
And Africa and Antarctica.
Yeah.
That's 7. So are you talking about Eurasia being different, like the Russia?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think Eurasia sort of covers Eastern Europe down into the Middle East area.
Yeah.
Because, like, honestly, it is, while it is not, like, its own separate landmass.
It's very different from, like, Eastern, Western Europe.
It's its very own distinct region in the world.
Okay, so we have North America Santa.
Yeah.
South America Santa.
Yes.
African Santa.
Yeah.
Then you have a Santa for, like, Western Europe.
Yeah.
Which is going to be...
Well, no, it's every depiction, right? Because I'm pretty sure...
You know what? I think Spanish Santa is different from, like, British Santa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. So there's probably, like, 14, maybe 16 Santas?
I'm going to say... Let's round up to be safe. Let's say there's, like, 28 Santas.
So there's 28 Santas. There's still 7 billion people on the planet.
Yeah.
So even if, like... 1% of the people on the planet decide that they want to be Santa, want to kill Santa. That's a lot of people targeting 24 people.
Yeah.
So it's enough that those Santas need to watch their backs.
They do, but I just don't think it would actually happen that often because, first of all, the person needs to figure out how Santa operates.
Well, I think what it comes down to the idea that Santa...
And also, Santa knows whether they've been naughty or nice, so he knows where he needs to be careful.
He has advantages.
Yeah.
What I think is that Santa...
Also, you know, Assassin Elf Team.
I think the idea is that what you have is that when a new Santa comes in, you get a very rapid changes of Santa until one sticks, and then everyone learns how to be Santa.
Yeah.
Like, you can imagine if someone first starts speaking Santa, they're like, yeah, maybe he's on the same Christmas night. They're like, stab you, now I'm Santa. Yeah, awesome, I'm Santa. They're careless because they don't know how to be Santa. They don't know they need their assassin elves.
They don't know the rules.
They don't comprehend, and they don't even understand.
There's no Santa handbook.
It's like when...
You need an elf to tell you that shit.
It's like when Spider-Man first became Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He didn't fully understand what his spider sense was.
Yeah.
So he still got hit.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're Santa, you're like, what is this? Why do I feel like there's bad things around? All of a sudden, your spine is like cut by someone else with a knife.
Bane comes behind you.
Bane comes behind
you,
lifts you in the air, breaks his back, and Bane's like, I have broken Santa. And then he grows a beard.
And becomes Santa.
And becomes Santa.
And he goes,
yes, I see you've been very naughty, Kevin. Ho, ho, ho.
You were born in a naughtiness. No, sorry, damn, I fucked
you
it up.
You learned to become naughty, but I was born naughty.
I love Bane Santa.
Gotta get that venom.
Come, sit on my lap. Tell me what gift you want, and I shall get it for you.
Also, the other thing that makes Santa hard to kill is there's a bunch of pretenders dressing up as Santa everywhere.
So you gotta be careful that you don't accidentally kill, like, a Salvation Army guy.
Exactly, because if you do, that's murder, and they can't
prosecute.
That
is murder. They can prosecute. That is just murder.
You will not turn into Santa. You will not gain diplomatic immunity.
Do you think
there... Oh!
Hold on.
People on the run would target Santa.
That's true. Santa would mostly be targeted by young, impulsive teens.
How do you get out of jail?
And, and like...
You kill Santa.
Colombian drug lords.
Yeah.
Well, Colombian drug lords would do things where they would be like... I always say Colombian drug lords because, I don't know, it's a funny combination of words. Drug lords from all over the world. Let's not just be there. Like, drug lords would do things like they would send out their men to, like, capture Santa, bring him to them.
Yeah.
So they'd be like, well, now I'll kill you and I will be Santa and they can't prosecute me. And now all my elves will make myself cocaine.
Well, no, because he saw us fulfill Santa duties.
Yeah. Yes. One day out of the year, and those elves can spend some time cooking cocaine.
No, in the Santa Claus movies, those elves are pretty busy all year round. Okay, fine.
Then you
toys.
Then you bring your own people up wearing, like, you know, tidy whities and face masks, and they're cooking cocaine in the North Pole. And when the police come around to check to see if you're making cocaine, you hide it in the snow.
You know, if you
hide, never find
if
it,
if you hide cocaine in the snow, you will never find it either.
You can put it in like a bag or something. Why is that polar bear so tweaked out? I don't know.
I don't know.
He's really into sniffing that snowdrift. I don't know. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people would be doing that for sure.
I'm very interested in Drug Lord Santa Claus.
See, I don't think the thing is, like, you change into Santa in more than just a physical way.
Well, yeah.
Like, but, it's a metaphysical change as
but
well.
But, like, the reason that there's three Santa Claus movies, you know what? Might be four.
I don't know.
The fourth one might be the Jack Frost one.
I don't know.
Anyway, it came out really recently, too.
Did it?
Yeah.
That's
like
bananas.
Like 2012.
That's gross.
Yeah. But the reason that they keep happening is because the personality change is not complete. Mm-hmm. Like, Tim Allen still has some Tim Allen in him.
Yeah.
He's still really into power. He's still very into power tools. He still needs to ask his neighbor over the fence for some help sometimes.
Yeah, Wilson's got that wisdom.
Yeah. And the host of Family Feud needs to, you know, be his best friend.
Not anymore.
Rupert?
Nah, I don't know.
It's Rupert?
I don't know.
If you know the name of Tim Allen's friend from...
I mean, in the show, he's Al.
Yeah, I know, but I want to know the actor who plays Al.
Yeah, good luck with that.
All right, fine.
IMDb doesn't even know that shit.
All it says is... Tim, all it says is, Tim, played by Tim Allen. He's Tim, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, yeah. Because he's Tim the Tool Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so
Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Yeah. So Tim Taylor, Tim Allen, Al. I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
Some guy with a beard.
Yeah.
He's on Family Feud now.
Yeah. No, he's not.
No?
No. Now it's...
Oh, right. Right. Now it's...
Now I can't remember his name.
Me neither. The guy who looks like he dies every time someone gives an answer.
Yeah. The guy who's done with this shit already.
Yeah. Him.
Yeah.
He had a show where he was a music teacher, something about saxophones.
Yeah, I don't know.
That guy. Man, I feel bad for both of us.
It's a disease.
It's bad.
It's a disease. Anyone who works at Family Feud, you can never remember their name.
Oh, no,
except
it's bad.
Huey Lewis?
It's not Huey Lewis!
And the news!
Huey Lewis and the news, all of them. They all host Family Feud.
I would watch that Family Feud every single time.
But it was just every single host of Family Feud that ever was all hosting at the same time.
I would watch that.
The one that groped people.
Yep.
Al from Home Improvement.
Yeah.
The guy who we can't remember his name of, who's done with your shit already.
Yep.
Yeah. All of them.
I do think Huey was the name of one of them, though.
No.
Yeah. He had that, like, nose that turned up so you could look up his nostrils all the time.
What?
Yeah.
Voldemort?
No.
Was Voldemort a host of the Family Feud?
Yes, Kevin.
These filthy muggles do not know how many people knew. I don't know. How does Family Feud work?
Survey says.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
This is dumb. This is a dumb topic we've fallen into.
What were we talking about again?
I don't know.
Something. Oh, right. The change is so, like, it's not done yet. That's why there's more Santa Claus movies.
Yes. Yeah. So the personality is still there.
Yeah.
So I think you could still have people who are like, oh, God, I'm on the run. God, do this. Kill someone. You still kind of keep that, you know, bad nature. But you are motivated.
You're still Al Capone.
Yeah. But You're still Al Capone, but you're very giving Al Capone.
Yeah.
So you're like, hey, and here's a present
of,
for
instead
you.
Instead of whiskey, you want cookies and milk.
Yeah, you bootleg cookies and milk.
There's a probation on that shit.
I will say that probably the highest stock in the world is cookies and milk. Not only because of all the Santa Clauses who are drinking it, mm-hmm. all the people who are trying to lure Santa Claus.
Yep.
Because the way it was treated in the movie was that he was like addicted to cookies and milk. Like he's the only thing that he could possibly eat.
Yeah.
Like it was his food. He had to have it for breakfast. He had to have it for lunch.
It's the fuel.
Yeah. It is the Santa fuel that he needs to keep going.
To keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, cookies. So the cookies and milk industry is just booming.
Yeah,
it's booming up there.
Well, and whatever other things other Santas get.
Oh right, yeah, whatever other things. Cabbage, steamed maybe. Cabbage,
cabbage rolls, and it's Hungarian Santa.
Man, he must have an awesome beard.
Yeah,
yeah. He'll still be brown or something.
Yeah, like yeah.
It wouldn't be it wouldn't be the white beard. You know, of
there'd
our
be
Santa.
The red beard Santa.
Would there be a Viking Santa?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. That would be Odin.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yep.
There would literally be Odin.
Do you read the Dresden Files at all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Odin is Santa Claus.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Eye patch.
Yeah.
Ravens.
Yeah.
A sled.
Yeah.
Pulled by wolves, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
Badass.
Oh, father.
That's a Santa you don't want to fuck with.
No, that Santa has never changed.
No.
No. Because someone like tried to take him out and he sticks like a wolf on them.
Yeah.
Because he removed an eye for perfect wisdom.
Yeah.
His ravens go fly around and know everything about everyone.
Yeah.
Like the other Santas know when you're sleeping and know when you're awake. He knows when you breathe.
Yep.
Odin Santa is the king of the Santas, has never died.
This is a truth. This is definitely a truth.
It's place this has gotten more hardcore because Odin literally exists.
Yep.
That is incredible.
Yep. Is it the last 10 minutes of the episode?
You know what? We just hit the last 10 minutes of the episode. We figured out our thing. Our thing is that Odin lives in this world.
Hooray.
Hooray.
Plus he has sweet rune magic.
All the other Santa gods are like, this doesn't seem fair. I can kind of like turn into snow.
Yeah.
And I can do this thing. He has rune magic.
I can twinkle my nose and impart the spirit of Christmas joy.
Wait, twinkle your nose?
Yeah.
Oh, like, right. Yeah. The thing.
Yeah.
And a bell happens.
Yeah.
Also, their eyes are sparkly.
Yep.
Except for Odin, whose eye is sparkly.
No, his eye isn't sparkly.
All right, you're right. It's dark and deep as the pits of...
Tartarus?
Hell. It's hail. It's like H-E-L.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Tartarus
you're
is right. Greek.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hell. It's H-E-L. It's hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's an accent over the E.
Hell.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Man, Norse myths.
Yeah, so there that... Is that who's at the UN?
No. I mean, the world... If Odin was sitting in at the UN, like, it would be it'd be very different things going on.
Yeah.
I think it has to be the top elf.
Okay, top elf.
Because why would he be doing that? Odin has other things to do.
That's true. Like, be fucking Odin.
Like, just be fucking Odin.
Yeah.
And Colombian drug lord Santa can't put shit on him.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If Odin is real... Does that mean Thor is real?
I mean, by the transitive properties of Odin is real.
Yeah.
I think
that means Freya is real.
I think we have to assume
Odin
that the entire
is real?
Norse, that okay.
Here's the thing. They were real, but they were mortal, except for Freya. She's still his wife, so.
I mean, oh, I get, Now, here's the thing. Are we saying that in a world where killing Santa Claus makes you Santa Claus, the Norse myths are real? Like, does that...
Or is it only a portion? Is it
does
only
that
the...
equation work?
I mean, yes.
Because Odin is real, which means that you have to assume... Are we assuming that means that all of the Norse myths are real? Or does that mean... does that just assume that there's some, like, leniency, but Odin is Santa Claus?
I think what it means is that some of those myths have some truths in them. Right? But as stories are wont to do over time, they change and morph and grow. So Odin probably knows exactly what the fuck happened.
But he's not going to tell anyone.
But yeah, he's not going to tell anyone, and nobody else really knows.
Yeah, this is more fun.
Yeah.
But so Odin is – so Odin's still hanging around.
I think the only thing we can say for certain
– there were ice giants once.
Is that – yeah. Odin is around.
Yes.
Because he's Santa Claus. Freya is around.
She's Mrs. Claus.
Right? And that's it.
That's all we get. That's all.
Unless the other Norse gods are just the elves.
Yeah, that's like how it's sort of been twisted. You always picture like Thor as this like strong and burly with a long beard. He's just like a gnomish fellow with a hammer.
Yeah.
I mean, the fucking powerful hammer.
Yeah, but he shoots lightning.
Yeah, shoots lightning. But yeah, okay, let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Odin's around.
Yeah.
Freya's around.
Yeah.
All the other Norse gods, so that's Lore, Loki, not Baldur, he's dead. Heimdall.
Heimdall, Sif, the Warriors Three.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all just elves.
I guess Hel?
Is Hel a person and a place?
Yeah.
Great.
No, wait. No, there's a queen of Hel.
Helski?
Yeah, I think
wait,
so.
Wait, no, is that, or did I just say a city?
Well,
Helsinki's a city.
Helsinki's a city.
All right.
We should read more Thor comics.
I was thinking we should just read more Norse mythology.
That's the same thing, really.
Thanks, Marvel, for bringing Norse mythology back into everybody's minds.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. But no, Baldur's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which means that Odin's workshop is in Asgard?
The North Pole.
The North Pole.
Yeah.
Which is Asgard.
Yeah, which is Asgard.
Yeah.
I mean,
so the head elf sits at the table for the nation of Asgard.
Can I just say that the fact that, let's say, Asgard is in the North Pole is almost as silly as when Olympus was on top of a mountain.
Yeah.
Because it's the idea that, like, oh, the gods are over there.
Also, Olympus is not a tall, like, mountain.
No, it's
a hill.
No, it's not.
It's not even hard to climb.
But everyone's like, oh, that's where the gods are. Oh, cool. Have you ever been there? No, it's like, man, that's like far away.
Yeah, Zeus will like hit you with lightning or something.
I don't want to go over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Socrates.
Okay.
Why don't you just chill yourself out a little bit. All right, let's give a recap on this world. So,
okay. If you kill Santa,
you slowly become Santa. Slowly become Santa,
both
yes.
Physically and metaphysically.
Yes. You still keep an idea of yourself, but you are like overpowered by this idea of Santa Claus.
It doesn't matter what sex you are.
Yes.
If you kill Santa Claus, you become Santa Claus.
Yes. And it doesn't matter where you're from. If you kill the Santa Claus from that other place, you like designation is...
If you kill Filipino Santa Claus, you become Filipino Santa Claus.
Yeah. Yes. Which, let's be honest, is the most hardcore form of cultural appropriation ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's cultural absorption.
I mean, unless a Filipino person kills Filipino Santa Claus.
Well, no, yeah, then it's fun. Then it's a Filipino person becoming Filipino.
Yeah.
Which they already are. It's like if a white person killed, or North American person killed Coca-Cola Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Man, he has a sponsorship deal, doesn't he?
He definitely does.
Yeah. North American Santa Claus has a sponsorship deal.
Because of course he does.
He's probably died the most,
Not only that, yeah.
Hold on. Yeah, North American Santa Claus has died the most. I think closely followed by, like, South American Santa Claus.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Your partner, if you have one, becomes Mrs. Claus.
Yes.
And if you have no partner, it's a random selection.
I do want to point this out. Well, that seems like a fun, like, premise for a romantic comedy.
It's not. It's horrifying.
Yeah, like... Is that really the way that it works? That just a random person in the world is selected and becomes your Mrs. Claus?
There needs to be a Mrs. Claus.
Well, yeah, but why can't it be that like one of your missions as Santa Claus is to find a Mrs. Claus?
I guess that's fair.
Like,
I like the random selection because it's more of that forceful change. It seems like it fits with the rest of everything.
That the lightning bolt strikes her and she must now be your Mrs. Claus.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the reason why you go off and get some strange in Amsterdam.
Right. You are immortal, though you can die. You just don't die of old age.
Yeah, I wish there was a better... You're unkillable.
Yeah, no.
No, sorry, you're the opposite. I wish there was
ageless?
Ageless, yeah, you're ageless.
If you don't fulfill your Santa duties, you become Krampus.
a living hell where you must inflict that same on other people.
Yeah.
And I like to think it's up to the other Santa Clauses to kill that Krampus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Odin. It's up to Odin to kill
it's
Krampus.
It's up to Odin to kill Krampus.
Yeah. That's Odin's sacred duty.
The All-Father must kill Krampus. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you don't fulfill your duty, but this is something we didn't really talk about. If you become Krampus, then what happens to your Santa Claus?
You mean your Mrs. Claus?
No. You, because Santa Claus becomes Krampus. Who becomes Santa Claus?
I think once Odin kills
he
Krampus.
He can just bestow it upon someone else.
He can bestow it upon a worthy soul.
Oh, Odin rides down from his sled pulled by wolves.
Yeah.
And is just like, you are now Santa. Okay.
Then he like flicks a rune at you.
Call someone who cares. That's not what
Bam.
Runes are. Then he puts on some shades and flies off.
No, he puts on a shaded monocle.
Right. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
He puts on a shaded monocle and flies away.
Yeah, on his magic wolf sled.
It's good thing the wolves are there because he should not be driving with one eye.
No, he should not.
No, he's no depth perception.
Yeah. Or peripheral on one side.
Yeah. But he's got a raven on that side.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he's got his animals helpers.
Yeah.
Are Odin's... Does that mean Odin's animals are just like guide dogs and a guide bird?
No, I'm pretty sure that shit's magical.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. In some ways, they're guide dogs.
Asgard has a seat at the United Nations.
Yes,
with
because
the head elf.
Yes, because it is like the king. Like there's Asgard,
mm-hmm.
Santa's workshop.
Yeah,
and a bunch of other Santa workshops around it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, I still say that you...
There'd be elf, like, SWAT protection teams.
Right, because people will be trying to... Some people will be trying to kill Santa Claus.
Yeah, some people are trying to protect Santa Claus.
Yeah, because we're not saying that, like, as soon as Santa Claus steps out there, it's a full-on, like...
No man's land war zone.
Yeah, we're not talking...
Machine guns and napalm everywhere. Whole world's just Apocalypse Now every Christmas.
Exactly, no, we're not talking about that. But we are talking about that Santa Claus's life is in danger.
Yeah.
And yeah. So that's why he's protected like the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Little Santamobile,
which is just a sleigh.
Which is a sleigh with that protective covering.
You just want Santa in a bubble,
or the Santa bubble, or I guess covered in elves as a living armor suit.
Yes, because elves are said, immortal.
Because elves are immortal.
Yeah,
though Santa is not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Is there anything else? Did we miss anything on that recap?
Oh, no.
Right. Odin is Norse Santa.
Yeah, or Odin is Norse Santa.
Freya is Norse Mrs. Claus, and all the other Norse gods are elves.
Yeah. So which means we really can say that in a world where when you kill Santa, you become Santa, Odin is real.
Yeah.
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 That is a true statement.
And Odin has never been killed.
And Odin has never been killed.
Never been killed.
No. North American Santa, killed a lot.
Killed all the time.
South American one, also probably.
Killed by Coca-Cola all the time.
Wait, why does Coca-Cola kill Santa?
Because he keeps asking for more and more endorsement money.
Oh my god, every time Santa, asks too many questions.
Yeah.
They just, like, one of the executives comes up, stabs him, and they become Santa.
Yep.
At which point, the giving nature of Santa infects back into them, and they have to start once again asking, like, hey, why don't you guys just donate? Donate a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because donation doesn't give profit. Oh, you get a tax break. Ah. Ho, ho, ho.
Except it's gradual. So.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not instant.
No. But the ho, ho, ho. As you're laughing. Ho, ho, ho. Did you kill Santa? Yeah.
Yeah.
I hit something with my car the other day.
Damn it, Daryl, we just got married last week. You know what this is going to do to me?
Wait.
I'm 23, Daryl. 23.
Now I'm going to be 60. Here comes the wave of menopause.
Ah.
The geyser. We're going to wrap this up in a second. I just do want to take a moment. What if you accidentally kill Santa Claus, like Tim Allen,
yeah.
Then yeah, you have this weird thing where you are becoming Santa Claus slowly. But you kind of know what's happening to you.
Yep.
Yeah. You're like, huh. Like, oh, that was funny. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's begun. Quick, read me another dark passage from the Book of the Dead.
What?
Because you're freaking out.
I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't get that reference.
You didn't?
No, but it was dark.
Okay. Well, I figured we were going dark.
I mean, we are.
Yeah.
If you liked that episode of The Third Space, and why wouldn't you? It's Christmas.
Yeah. Be very giving. Go on iTunes and write us a review and give us a rating.
Yeah. You can also talk to us. We love talking to people. You can send us a tweet. We're at Third Spacecast.
Or you can tweet us individually. I'm at Mighty Thews.
And I'm at Strawman K. Weir.
You can also check out our website at www.thirdspacepodcast.com.
And you can send us an email at thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. Our theme song is The Balrog Boogie by the Diablo Swing Orchestra.
And is that everything that we have to hit?
If you'd like us to have our podcast on another pod.
Oh,
casting
yeah.
service or podcatcher,
yep.
please let us know and we will do so.
Yeah, we're still just on iTunes. I haven't heard anyone really push for us to go into other ones. I think people have mentioned it. Like I've told them about it being on iTunes. And they're like, oh, it's on Stitcher.
Oh,
like,
did they mention it online, Kevin?
They didn't mention it online. No.
Oh, well, guess what?
We've ignored
guess
them.
Guess what? La, 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 la. Can't hear you.
Can't hear them.
Yeah. Thanks again to our biggest fan, Aaron Weir.
I would like to say that while we've been talking about Christmas, I also like to say Happy Hanukkah
yep.
and
Kwanzaa.
I don't know what the prefix for that
happy
one is.
Happy Festivus, Happy Candle Nights, Happy Holiday Season.
Yeah, happy everything that comes up around this time.
Yeah. Have a great winter solstice, which is actually today.
Today's the first day of winter, so yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like plus two.
It is. It's a
beautiful winter day.
Is it clear all day?
It's going to hit us hard.
It's going to hit us hard.
It's going to hit us hard.
Yeah. Join us next week on The Third Space, where we start a loop of the same year all over again. Help us. We're stuck in a Groundhog Day situation just for an entire year. Until then, you're a cool person who lives in a cool place.
Okay. So, what if the Muppets were real?
Oh, Kevin.